Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to today's Good People, Good Works, once again featuring Bianca and Michael Alexander of the United States, co-founders of Conscious Planet Media, a socially aware media company which produces Conscious Living TV and Soul of Green TV. These web-based television programs encourage viewers to pursue mindful, eco-friendly lifestyles. Now in its fifth season, Conscious Living TV features upbeat shows on green travel, eco-fashion, spirituality, and other topics. Soul of Green TV highlights the urban sustainability movement, including issues such as social justice, economic empowerment, and reducing one's carbon footprint. In addition to these shows, Conscious Planet Media provides media coverage of green lifestyle events and does marketing for eco-friendly companies. Michael Alexander now gives insight into one of the highly informative programs they recently produced.
One that we just finished was a piece that we did on food deserts. Food deserts are basically urban environments where the inhabitants have greater access to liquor stores and to junk food than they do to fresh fruits and vegetables. So basically, it's a food desert because they can't get fresh fruits and vegetables. And here in Chicago, over 600,000 people live in food deserts. And so we've received tremendous response from that because in many circumstances, people would say that's an inalienable right to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. So bringing that story to people and highlighting this problem and on the other side, anytime we highlight a problem, we try to find solutions. And so we highlighted several organizations here locally in Chicago that we said are the growing solution to food deserts, and that's by creating urban gardens here in the city. Okay. There's a lot of unused land in these food deserts that can be converted, and in many instances is being converted, to grow food for the local inhabitants.
Here is an excerpt from the program, The Growing Solution to Urban Food Deserts, that was featured on Soul of Green TV.
According to a recent study by the Murray Gallagher Research and Consulting Group, on average, residents in food deserts have to travel twice as far to reach a grocery store than a fast food restaurant or liquor store. The vast majority of foods found in these local convenience stores are dangerously high in sodium, high fructose corn syrup, saturated fats, and preservatives, and low in nutritional value.
I think if we have Benjamin Fruit in our neighborhood, that our people would be more into eating right.
I was just diagnosed with high blood pressure. If I had a place where I can even just go in there and just get bananas or fruit or things like of that nature, it would be helpful to me.
Fortunately, there's a growing movement of grassroots activists looking to solve the food crisis by growing fresh, organic produce right in the heart of the city. Chicago native Ryan Beck manages the urban farm for the Jane Addams Hull House Museum in downtown Chicago.
You know, it's just a small urban plot, about a quarter of an acre, but you can get a lot of food out of that. Even in the stark urban setting, it's got the urban skyline. People don't, you know, they expect a parking lot to be here, not a garden. Basically, creating an urban oasis in the food desert and bringing organic, healthy food to places where, quote-unquote, food deserts exist, where people can't typically get fresh, organic, quality food.
Most traditionally grown food is full of pesticides, antibiotics, hormones, genetically modified engineering, all these things that have been linked to disease, that have been linked to different affliction and irritations and cancer, you know, and so there's not a small correlation. There's actually a large correlation between the rise of, you know, the use of petrochemicals and mass agriculture and sort of the rates of disease that have been going up along with that, you know. So, you know, one of the things that we advocate for is grow your own produce, grow anything. You know, everybody should be growing something in this planet and this economy.
And I think the other element is that people say, well, it's just a trace amount. It's just a little bit of chemicals or a little bit of herbicide. But the reality is that if you have a trace amount of something, but you have it every single day for an entire lifetime, that's quite a bit of something. One of the things that we try to is really reach people is about their health. It is about living a better life from a health perspective and recognizing that there is an inherent connection between health and sustainability and health in the environment. And if we take care of ourselves, then we can take care of the earth.
What keeps you both motivated?
God. Meditation and yoga.
I think what keeps me motivated is just turning on the TV, seeing what movie studios are turning out for the most part, and also on the other side, seeing how many brilliant creatives there are out there right now, how many talented young filmmakers and writers and journalists, and dichotomy between those two. That's what keeps me motivated, because, you know, we really hope to provide a vehicle for many of those talented people to bring these messages out there and to bring more balance to media and to the messages that are being populated all over the world.
When we return, we'll have more from our interview with the energetic Alexanders. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
It's about a state of being, a state of consciousness that transcends sort of what we've all been told up until now, how we need to live our lives. And so, it really comes, I think, back to, you know, making an awareness. It's really a spiritual path, and we wouldn't be doing this but for our spiritual foundation. So our hope is really to, you know, use media as a force for positive change.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works, as we continue our interview with Bianca and Michael Alexander, creators of Conscious Living TV and Soul of Green TV. The Alexanders wholeheartedly believe that media can play a large part in bettering our world.
The reason that we were blessed and have continued to be blessed with this, our work, and with the amazing people we work with and that support us, is because we have an important role to play. Hopefully, you know, bringing this planet into more alignment and bringing more justice and love and peace into the world. That's a lifelong mission. It may take our whole life to, you know, to accomplish it, but, you know, it's one of those things that, 8 hours is never enough to accomplish a goal like that. So there's always more to do.
I think our goal is to, at the end of the day, to raise the consciousness of the planet. It's a unique time in the world. And, you know, you can have a tiny organization in Chicago that can have an interesting story, and we can get that story out all over the world on YouTube, as an example, and hundreds of different websites all over the world. And so I think for us, that's really, you know, what we're hoping to do, is just to continue to perpetuate that message.
The most effective step an individual can take to constructively transform the world is for them to adopt the organic vegan diet. The Alexanders share their thoughts on diet and the future of our planet.
And obviously, you know, going vegetarian, if you're a meat eater, will instantly reduce your overall carbon footprint, you know, just given all the waste and the water. You know, it takes 3,000 gallons of water a day to support a meat-eating lifestyle. The average vegetarian lifestyle takes only 300 gallons of water. I mean, that's just an example. Let's not even talk about the off-gassing from all the cattle. So just from an environmental perspective, it has a huge impact. And then just from a health perspective, again, you bring it back to what's in it for the individual viewer, the individual person. And then for me spiritually, I think, you know, from a humanitarian perspective, I think it's important to value life, all living things, all living creatures. And, as we are no longer sort of ingesting and imbibing the energy of death and destruction, which is basically what happens every time you sink your teeth into meat, people's awareness and consciousness and overall sense of being is going to be happier too, which will inspire them to go and do better things in the world. And it goes on and on. It's like a reverse food chain. It's like, take care of the little one, and then we'll all get to sort of ride the wave of higher and greater consciousness. And I think there's no limit to what we all can accomplish once our state of consciousness and our vibration raises. The vibration of the average meat eater is definitely lower than a person that doesn't have that stuff in their system.
And I know that each and every time that I ingest meat, I'm ingesting the death of that animal, I'm ingesting the pain that they went through in that moment. And if that's what I'm taking in three meals a day or one meal a day, it's no wonder that our society is at war. It's no wonder that we continue to perpetuate war all over the world. So I think a key element of us creating a planet that works for everybody and a planet that is peaceful is a vegetarian lifestyle and is an organic lifestyle, because ultimately there is a greater consideration for the world beyond just a profit through the organic farming movement. Factory farming is killing our planet, frankly, And it's done for a profit. So we believe vegetarian lifestyle and organic farming, and that's peace. So I think it's key.
Many thanks to Bianca and Michael Alexander and all the others who share their joy, enthusiasm, and uplifting ideas for improving and transforming our planet. Their using of TV and other forms of media to make a difference in the world is truly an inspiration to us all. May heaven bless their noble efforts. For more details on Conscious Planet Media and its television programs, please visit www.consciousplanetmedia.com, www.consciouslivingtv.com, www.soulofgreen.com. Respected viewers, thank you for watching today's Good People, Good Works. Next is the world around us after noteworthy news. May we all grow each day in love and wisdom.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/GPGW.